This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
Well, we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7. A tough night for Mountain Home as they end up falling to Green County Tech 51-49. This game was close throughout early on. But too many turnovers there towards the last of the game. Mountain Tech built a three possession lead toward the end. Mountain was able to cut back to one possession after a four-point play by Wyatt Gilbert there inside the final minute. A big three-pointer and then the free throw to follow for him, but just wasn't enough as Tech secures a two-point victory. Take a look at the final stats for tonight's game brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain had two players in double figures. Matt Jones led the way with 12 points, and Talon Benton ended up with 10. Also tonight, Colton Peters finished with 9 points, four on the night for Wyatt Gilbert and for Brandon Morris, 3 points each for Hunter Bashirs and for Baylor Cresilius, and 2 points apiece for Luke Cruz and for Bennett Penson. Three players in double figures tonight for Green County Tech. Leading the way was Zane Butler with 19 points, 13 for Cade Kinsella, and 10 for Peyton Laubach, and then 3 points apiece for Jake Bowen, Mason Forbes, and Brendan Chambers. This game ended up with 10 lead changes and 6 ties. Tech definitely did a better job handling the ball. They finished with 6 turnovers. Mountain Home ended up with 14. So with the 2-point loss, Mountain Home is going to drop to 7-14 on the season, 2-7 in the 5A East. Green County Tech is going to improve to 15-6 overall and 4-5 in conference play. So again, Mountain Home suffers a 2-point loss in the boys' game, 51-49, but gets the victory in the girls' contest, 40-32. And by the way, Dell was scratching down some of the standings. Right now, Mountain Home is now tied for third place in the 5A East. So that was a big victory for Mountain Home. They are they're tied with Jonesboro at 5-4. In conference play. Nelson, of course, leading the standings, followed by Paragould in second place. So again, Mountain Home comes up with the split tonight, and that's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. Our next broadcast will come to your way Friday night. It'll be the first home games for Mountain Home in about 2.5 weeks. The Bombers and Lady Bombers are set to welcome Green County Tech's crosstown rivals, Paragould, to Bomber Gymnasium. We'd like to see you out there, but if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast for you right here on Class Kids 101.7. So that's going to wrap it up tonight. I want to thank my producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio, and I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at ktlo.com. For everyone at Class Kids 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Green County Tech High School in Paragould.